Welcome to VSchool's discussion on marketing management, distance learning program on marketing management. The topic of our discussion today is on business to business or B2B marketing. Let us see how B2B marketing works and operates in practice and how is it really different from consumer marketing. The learning objectives of this session are what is business marketing or business to business marketing? What is the role of internet in B2B marketing? How are parameters or aspects like relationship marketing and strategic alliances that operate within the realm of B2B marketing? Four different kinds of business customers. What are the key differences between B2B and B2C marketing? And what are the unique aspects of business buying behavior or industrial buyer behavior? Let us start with what is business to business marketing. Now, business marketing is nothing but the marketing of and selling of goods and services to either organizations or individuals for purposes other than personal consumption. B2B industrial, organizational, or institutional marketing is the process of creating, identifying, satisfying the needs of an organization for the company better than the competitors at a profit. So if this is the framework on which B2B marketing works, let us understand what are business products. A business product is first and the foremost used to manufacture some other product. Because of this, they are also called producer goods or producer services. They typically become a part of another product, or they are used to aid, accelerate, or facilitate the production or manufacture of another product. Thirdly, they are required to run the normal day-to-day operations of a typical organization or are acquired for resale without substantial change in their form and shape. So this is what a typical business product is like. Why do we study business marketing separately or diversely from consumer marketing? The challenges of organizational or industrial marketing is completely different from that of consumer marketing. They are different and they have other aspects as compared to consumer marketing. The marketing mix of a business marketing product is different from the marketing mix of a consumer product. It is very difficult to say which is more difficult. For example, in consumer marketing, why does a group of students who moves out of a classroom suddenly decides to have an ice cream? How do you analyze what triggered the need to have an ice cream? What were the purchase factors? What were the criteria that made the customer or that student go for an ice cream? On the other hand, in the B2B context, it is very difficult to understand when the customer will buy a product. So in B2B marketing, the needs of the customer are easier to understand. The selling process is more complex. In B2C marketing, the needs of the customer are not so easy to understand, but it is far easier to sell to a consumer. The second reason, B2B companies tend to be more technically oriented rather than marketing oriented. Therefore, the need to understand the nuances and the special aspects of business marketing is very important. The third thing, technical or technology people in the business marketing era tend to be product driven rather than customer driven. When you have marketing people, technical people, technology people getting product driven, the company becomes very intrinsically internal. the view in the company is inside out, from the product to the customer, rather than customer driven, which gives you the outside in, from the customer to the product view of the market or the organization. And therefore, teaching business marketing to technical, technology people and people within the B2B organizations is very important. In terms of economic factors, 65 to 70% of the transactions in a typical economy, in a typical developed economy, are B2B in nature, which means they are either organizational, industrial, or institutional in nature. Only 30 to 35% of the transactions are consumer in nature. However, from a visibility perspective, consumer marketing is far more visible and B2B marketing is less visible but contributes more to the economy. So, based on all these factors, that is why we study B2B marketing as a separate branch or a special specialization under marketing. So, let us understand business marketing and the internet. You have business-to-business e-commerce or B2B e-commerce, which is nothing but transactions between companies or organizations through a network. This network can either be private network or it can be a public network like the internet. For example, transactions between banks happens over a private network which the banking sector has set up for enabling that because of security reasons. However, there could be many other transactions between different organizations which happen through a public network like the internet. Consumer e-commerce or B2C e-commerce involves transactions between an organization and individuals through a network for personal consumption. Example, companies like Rediff.com, Siffy.com, Flipkart.com, BabyOA.com are typical B2C e-commerce sites doing consumer transactions. And finally, extranet is nothing but a private network which uses internet technology and browser interface to create transactions within what we call closed user group, having access to that extranet. So this is business marketing and internet. What is the advantage or benefit of B2B e-commerce? The first and the foremost thing, B2B e-commerce is on an average 9 to 10 times more than B2C e-commerce. Two, it results in lower prices for the customers. Three, it allows the customers a wider variety of products from a larger variety of sources. It gives access to both customer and product data easily and comfortably. It has no time limits. It works 24/7. The internet doesn't require rest. It lowers cost. It results in more customized products. And finally, it enables generation of MIS. So from that perspective, these are some of the benefits of B2B e-commerce. Another angle in relationship marketing, in B2B marketing, is relationship marketing. Now, relationship marketing is nothing but seeking and establishing alliances or partnerships with customers. It has become mandatory in business marketing or B2B marketing to have relationship marketing, to be preferred suppliers to certain customers, or customers having preferred vendors because the competition is very intense, and therefore the vendor is keen in keeping the customer. The customer is also interested in ensuring that that vendor is able to supply to them more than they are able to supply their competitors. A strategic alliance is nothing but a cooperative agreement between firms to collaborate and co-create products and services which may have a higher value for the customer in the market. What is the benefit of a strategic alliance? Either it may give one of the partners or both the partners access to a new market, or it may give access to a new technology. It may create economies of scale. It may create more R&D opportunities. It may improve or reduce entry time into a market, and it results in sharing of risks when you're launching new products which may have the risk of failure. So these are some of the benefits that a strategic alliance gives to organizations who come together, who collaborate together to partner and co-create higher value-added products of use to the customer. Dynamics of buyer-seller relationships relationship marketing creates very strong buyer-seller relationships, creates strategic alliances, creates partnerships in the overall framework of organizational marketing. Now, if you look at the dynamics of a buyer-seller relationship, there are many large customers who want to be having preferred vendors, and they may control the relationship by the sheer volume and the value of the purchase they represent to a typical supplier. The buyer or the customer may still have several suppliers, but many of the large buyers may say that you are an exclusive vendor or an exclusive supplier to him, excluding the supplier or preventing the supplier from going and supplying to other customers in the market. Reciprocity, which is a concept, may influence the relationship. Now, reciprocity, what does it mean? It means that if I as a supplier have certain products to give to the customer in turn is also manufacturing certain products which I as a supplier can use. And the customer says that if you want the order for your products, you have in return to give me an order for my products. And the customer is willing to do business with you only on this reciprocity. And reciprocity, therefore, can become an important parameter of handling and managing the relationship in B2B marketing. Let's look at the type of customers in a typical B2B situation. There are four broad categories of customers. We have producers. In this, we are talking of manufacturers. There are two types of manufacturers, one who is an OEM, which is an original equipment manufacturer, and the other who is an actual user who uses the product of the OEM. Then you have resellers, a whole class of people who buy products and redistribute them in the industrial markets. Then you have government. The government is the largest B2B customer in any economy of the world. In the Indian context, the government here means state government, central government, the municipal corporations, and the town panchayats of many large cities and towns, the Zilla Parishads, and the public sector undertakings and government departments like posts, defense, which all work as different customers or different arms of the government, and each of them has buying methods and characteristics. And finally, you have the institutional customers. In the Indian context, you have the manufacturing institutional customers, which are typically organizations like Amul or the sugar cooperatives in Maharashtra. You also have the non-manufacturing institutional customers like cooperative banks, or you may have cooperative societies which are set up to, you know, for the common benefit of the people. So these are the two types of institutional customers within the category of business customers. Let us look at some of the key differences between consumer and business marketing. So let's look at the characteristic of demand. Demand for industrial products or B2B products is typically larger than demand for many consumer products. Number of customers. B2B customer, the base of customers is very small. Consumer products, the base of customers is very large. So for example, if you take toothpaste as a product, the number of customers for toothpaste may run into millions, 200, 300, 500 million in a country like India. If you take, for example, color picture tubes, which is used for manufacturing color televisions, the number of customers will be very few, maybe to the tune of 20 in a country. geographical location, business markets tend to be concentrated, whereas consumer markets tend to be dispersed all over the country. Why is that so? Industry tends to come up in certain locations either because of easy availability of raw material or easy availability of electricity or easy availability of manpower and skills, and therefore tends to be concentrated in certain locations. So for example, within India, if you are looking for hosiery products, it is concentrated in Tirupur. Or if you are looking for brass products, they are concentrated in Moradabad. If you look at the IT industry, six locations or six regions in India, Bombay, Pune, Bangalore, Chennai, Hyderabad and Delhi, account for 94% of the entire IT employment and the entire IT output of India. The balance 6% comes from 30 other locations. So typically in India or across the world, you will find industries or companies concentrated in certain locations, either because of manpower or raw material or availability of key factors of production, whereas consumers tend to be dispersed all over the country. So coming to more characteristics, distribution. Business markets and business customers require more direct selling, and therefore distribution is also direct to these customers. In fact, many product categories, you may not even have distributors and dealers. You will sell direct from the company to the customer. Consumer markets, on the other hand, tend to have longer and more extensive distribution networks, thereby making the selling or distribution more indirect to the consumer, to the customer over there. Nature of buying. Business markets sees more professional purchasing because the customer is knowledgeable, is professionally qualified, technically competent to make those purchases. In consumer products, the customer is not knowledgeable about most of the products and typically makes the choice only for personal consumption. Because the nature of buying is more professional and the customer is technically competent and qualified to make the purchase, the number of buying influences in the B2B market is multiple, whereas in consumer markets, you don't see too many people getting involved in the purchase process, and therefore the influencers are not too many. Okay. Coming to negotiations, all business-to-business deals, all business-to-business orders are typically negotiated deals. Every order is a negotiated deal. Therefore, the negotiations are complex, longer, psychologically more trying than consumer products. In consumer products, except for real estate, you don't see too much of negotiation happening. Level of reciprocity as a characteristic, business markets do exhibit reciprocity between the buyer and seller's products. Consumer markets, no reciprocity is observed. Leasing and hire purchase schemes or financial methods for purchasing, business markets see a lot of financing schemes to make purchasing easier. Consumer markets don't see too much of hire purchase schemes and leasing, except in consumer durables and real estate. Promotion in business markets focuses only on personal selling and to a lesser extent on advertising, whereas consumer market focuses on high decibel advertising and to a very, very low extent on personal selling. In fact, in consumer marketing, personal selling is almost absent except for companies who are in network marketing or in door-to-door marketing like Eureka Foods or Amway. Let us look at the demand for B2B products. There are several different types of demands that one will see in B2B marketing. The first is derived demand. The demand for all organizational products or B2B products is a derived demand because the production of B2B products should finally result in the manufacture of some consumer product. So the demand for leather by shoe manufacturers is typically derived from the customer's demand for shoes and chappals. Inelastic demand. The demand for most B2B products is inelastic. That means it's not so sensitive to price. Changing the price, reducing the price will not increase your sales significantly, or charging a higher price will not reduce your sales significantly in the B2B market in the short run. Joint demand is another kind of demand that you see in B2B products, which occurs when one or two items are typically used together in a product. So for example, a company like HP selling printers gets a joint demand for toners or cartridges which have to be used in the printers. The bulk of the printers are actually so used by organizations and not by individuals. Then finally, you have fluctuating demand. The B2B market sees a far more fluctuating demand than you see in consumer markets. A huge increase in the demand for compact discs, for example, has created an apparently larger increase in demand for machines that manufactures the compact discs because of the current shortage. So this is another phenomena that you observe in B2B markets. Looking at the overall purchase scenario, the buying scenario in B2B markets, the purchase volume of most products is very high. Most customers are large, buy large quantities for repetitive times, and therefore purchase order values are typically higher in B2B marketing. Number of customers are very few, and hence loss of a customer can have a very large impact on the seller or the vendor. The buyers are concentrated in few geographical locations, and distribution is typically intensive or direct to these customers. Look at the product. In business buying, the product is typically a major equipment, complex equipment, technical equipment. It could be raw materials, it could be components, it could be process parts, it could be supplies, and a category called industrial services. So whole range of things that are bought in B2B markets. And finally, let us look at the B2B buying aspects in terms of what is the buying center, the evaluation criteria, the buying situation, purchasing ethics, and customer service. So coming to the buying center, what is a buying center? It is a group of people who informally come together to make a purchase decision on behalf of the organization. Now, please note that this group of people is not a formal group or a formal committee or a formal department of the organization. It is a group of people which comes together from different departments of the company, from different levels of the company, and they come to, it is informal, and they are put together to make a purchase decision on behalf of the company. So for example, if a company wants to purchase a large IT system, then there will be people from purchase, there will be people from finance, there will be people from IT who will come together to form a buying center to make a purchase decision on behalf of the organization. Now, every buying center has people who perform different roles within the buying center. These roles are mandatory to enable the company to make the purchase process. The first role in the buying center is that of the initiator. The initiator is the person or the department who first identifies a problem or a need and therefore triggers what we call the purchase process. The next category in or next role in the buying center is the buyer or the purchaser. These are people or departments within the organization who actually go out to make the purchase on behalf of the organization. Typically, it is the purchase department in a large organization. In smaller organizations which don't have a purchase department, it can be the admin department. The purchaser or the buyer is the does the operational side of the purchase. They look for suppliers, they evaluate suppliers, they look for companies who can supply the products and services that the customer wants to buy. They ask for quotations, they evaluate quotations, they negotiate with suppliers, and finally release the purchase order to the supplier. So the operational side of the purchase is looked after by this group of people who are the buyers or the purchasers. The third component of the buying center is the user. The user is that person or that department within the organization who is actually going to use the product or service. So for example, if a lathe machine is being bought, the user will be the production department. Or for example, if Tally software is being purchased by the organization, the user will be the finance department. Influencer. Influencers are people within or outside the organization who influence the purchase in some way. They may play the role of giving advice. They may play the role of telling the people in the organization to look for certain characteristics or to buy products having certain specifications. Either way, they will influence the purchase decision either on budgets or on type of product, choice of brand or choice of supplier. In the B2B context, we have a range of influencers. They could be consultants, they could be joint venture partners, they could be strategic alliance partners, they could be collaborators, they could be R&D, technical people, tech support people, a whole range of people, a whole bunch of people who could act as influencers in a typical purchase situation. The decider. The decider is that person within the organization at whose table the buck stops. The decider is that person in the organization at whose table the buck stops. This is the person who can say a yes or a no to a purchase decision, can authorize the purchase, can approve the purchase, and enable the purchase order to be given to the supplier through the purchase or the admin department. So this is the role of the decider. Then you have gatekeepers. Gatekeepers are people who prevent the flow of information from one part of the buying center to the other part of the buying center, or they are people who prevent you from meeting the right people within the organization, within the customer's organization, to enable you to make a sale. And finally, we have the last role in the buying center, which is that of a troublemaker. Troublemakers are people who have a vested interest in the deal. Either they could be a part of the buying center, in which case their nuisance value is higher. In some cases, they may not be a part of the buying center, in which case their nuisance value is much lower. So to give a typical example, your competitor's classmate works as a director in your customer's organization. So your competitor's classmate calls up his classmate in the customer's organization and requests him for help in getting the order, and that person could work as a troublemaker for you. So these are the typical roles that one observes in a buying center. Now, if you come to negotiations in B2B markets, there are several types of negotiations which happen in the B2B market. There are negotiations which happen on prices. Of course, the customer wants the best deal, the lowest price. There are negotiations which happen on product specifications. The customer may have certain requirements of the product. The manufacturer or the supplier may or may not be able to manufacture to the exact specifications that the customer may have, and therefore they may negotiate to what may be an acceptable product specification that the product, that the customer will accept. Negotiations happen on delivery dates, negotiation happen on payment terms, and negotiations also happen on other components of the deal. Negotiations in B2B markets, in B2B products, typically take many months, may take several years in many complex industrial decisions. This hence, the process is time consuming, requires a lot of energy, requires a lot of management support to conclude successfully. The evaluation criteria used in business markets. Many organizations have very elaborate and structured vendor analysis and evaluation processes. You cannot do business with many organizations if you're not an approved vendor or an empaneled vendor or supplier with that organization. What this means is there's an initial process that every company or every supplier has to go through. They have to get registered with their customer. They have to go through the complete evaluation process of the customer to get registered with them so that they are able to do business with that organization. The behavioral needs of the customer are very critical. There are customers who have different requirements. There are customers who may be on ERP systems. There are customers who may be on computerized purchase systems, which is important for the supplier to adhere to and for the customer, for the supplier to conform to be able to sell to that organization. Then there could be ethical conflicts. There could be conflict of interest between the purchaser and the vendor. And finally, in many organizations, purchase departments are centralized, creating their own set of issues and problems for the vendor to handle and deal. What are the criteria by which customers in B2B markets buy? Several criteria are there. Obviously, and the most critical is quality. Quality refers to how the product is technically suitable for the customer's application or requirement. The service. What is the service that you are offering with your product in the form of pre-sales or in the form of post-sales? Both are important. And finally, what is the price? Because the cost pressure from consumer products is so high, price in B2B markets has also become very, very important. And many customers are today interested in getting long-term price benefits if they give long-term contracts to their vendors. And there are customers who will tie up with vendors with contracts running from 1 year up to 5 years to get these price benefits. Apart from the buying center and apart from the evaluation of the vendors and the typical negotiations, there are three types of buying situations that every B2B customer has. A new buy is when the company is entering into the purchase of their product or service for the first time. A new buy may also happen when the company is looking for substitutes, is looking for cheaper products, is looking for less expensive products to substitute their current range of products. The straight rebuy, which is the next one, is typically when the organization purchases the same product without change in specifications and without change in prices. The straight rebuy is used for products which are used frequently, are low in value, are low involvement B2B products, and don't require constant contract renegotiation. Then you have what is called the modified rebuy. In terms of the modified rebuy, if the customer is not happy with either the specifications or the delivery or the service or the price, he may reopen the entire contract. He may relook at renegotiating the contract, and in this case, this is what we call a modified rebuy situation for the customer. Now, in terms of what are the differences between the three buying situations? If you have the new buying task, the modified rebuy task, and the straight rebuy, the time required in the new buy, the purchase of a product for the first time, is the highest. The modified rebuy takes a little less time, and the straight buy rebuy probably takes the lowest time in terms of the purchase process. The level of influence or the number of influencers in a new buy task is the highest, and in the straight rebuy it is the lowest, with the modified rebuy having a medium level of influence. Review of suppliers and evaluation of suppliers in the new task buying is very, very stringent. In the modified rebuy, happens to some extent. In the straight rebuy, there is no review and analysis and review of and evaluation, too much evaluation of the suppliers. The information needed or the information needs of the customer in a new buy situation is very, very high. In the straight rebuy is very, very low, whereas in the modified rebuy, it is to a medium level. So finally, summarizing, business marketing is the marketing of goods and services to individuals or organizations for purposes other than personal consumption. Business markets see various kinds of relationships. You may have a strategic alliance, which is a cooperative agreement between firms to create value or to create products and services of value to the customer. It may result in a strategic buyer-vendor relationship. Business process, buying process takes months or several years for complex industrial products. Important criteria in business buying are quality, services, and price. And we have three kinds of buying situations, starting from the new task buying, the modified rebuy, and the straight rebuy. And that is the end of the session. Thank you very much.